Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio, brought to you by OneDayUniversity.com. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us over on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. You can also check us out over on Instagram, Instagram.com/Great Detectives. In a moment, we're going to get into today's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date is April the 28th, 1951, and the title is Terror Across the Nation. But first, I want to talk to you about OneDayUniversity.com. It's important to never stop learning. That doesn't necessarily mean going to get a college degree or going to get another degree, but it can be really helpful to get great, high-quality information from people who know what they're talking about. One Day University really fills that need. They've brought together 200 top-rated professors from respected colleges across the country, including Yale, Stanford, Harvard, UCLA, Duke, Columbia, and many more. These are the type of professors that college students want to get into their class. Not for you if you sign up with One Day University, because these professors have teamed up and have created live stream talks based on their most popular courses. And every weekday, One Day University offers a new one-hour live stream talk followed by a Q&A live with the professor. And these are on topics that include history, politics, art, science, music, psychology, and much more. And if you can't make the live talk, that's okay. You also get access to 500 past recorded talks available on demand. And you don't get all of the pressure of going to college. There's no homework or tests, just the joy of learning new things from an incredible professor. Some of the more recent talks they've done include 4 Films That Changed America, presented by Mark LaPadula of Yale University, and World War II, Surprising Stories That You Never Learned in History Class, by Robert Watson of Lynn University. You can try One Day University for free for 2 weeks. And if you go to onedayu.com/oldtimeradio, you can get an annual plan for half of the regular $89 a year price. Again, you can try it out for 2 weeks for free and go to onedayu.com/oldtimeradio to get half off an annual plan. Now let's go ahead and listen to The Man Called X.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's 5-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X.
Lies in a mysterious half-world all its own, part Oriental, part European, a crossroads of intrigue and mystery, headquarters for espionage and political murder. Yes, this is the fabulous city of Ankara, Turkey.
Robot Airlines Flight 740.
In the Park Greco Cafe in Ankara's ever-busy air terminal, Ken Thurston, the man called X, is talking to an old friend.
And that just about tells my story, Ken. The saga of David Yorkin, from concentration camp to Israel, from displaced person to part owner of a small but flourishing airline.
Sounds wonderful, Dave.
It is, Ken, believe me. Israel is really turning out to be the promised land for me and for my people. Why, when I think of the future that lies ahead for all of us, the opportunities to work and find happiness, I'm sorry, Ken. I didn't mean to get corny on you that way.
Well, the whole world could stand a lot more of that kind of corn. And after what happened during the last war...
Yes, that's the only thing that could stop us. Another war. The sparks are already starting to fly on our borders.
With the trouble with Syria.
That's right. Mm. So when I ran into Pagan Zelschmidt here, well, he helped me get in touch with you.
What about the border trouble, Dave?
I'm convinced there's more to it than just some local sporadic shooting.
Like what?
Like gun running, guns and ammunition.
Yeah.
I think they're being deliberately supplied to Syrian renegades to stir up trouble. I don't have to tell you who's interested in stirring up trouble in the Middle East.
Yeah. How come you got wind of all this, Dave?
Why, when you fly around as much as I do, you pick up things like that.
Is that really the way you got wise to it?
Can I? Yes. Yes, it is.
Will David Yorkin please go to Israeli Airlines hangar at once?
Well, sounds like my partners want me. Plane must be ready.
Flying to Tel Aviv tonight?
Yes. I should be back in Ankara in a week or so.
Well, what if I want to get in touch with you?
Check our office here at the terminal. One of my two partners should be there. Bill Johnson or Reba Landers.
Johnson, Reba Landers.
And Ken, anything you can do, you know what it means to my people, possibly to the world. So long, Ken. And good luck.
So long, Dave. What the... Dave. Okay, Dave. I'll see what I can do.
Be with you in a second, Dave boy. Just finishing this bill of lading on the Tessinari shipment.
You, Bill Johnson?
Oh. That's your Dave Yorkin, my partner. Yeah, I'm Johnson. What can I do for you?
My name's Ken Thurston, a friend of Dave's.
Glad to know you, Thurston. Make yourself at home. He'll be showing up in a second.
Dave Yorkin's dead.
That's not a very funny gag.
Johnson, he was murdered not 5 minutes ago outside the Park Graco.
Who did it? Why?
How about you telling me?
What's your interest?
I told you I was a friend of his.
He... Dave had something on his mind, Thurston. Maybe that was a reason.
Like smuggling guns into Syria?
I told him to let the authorities worry about that. Guy could get hurt poking his nose into a mess like that. I guess Dave got hurt.
That's all you know about it?
Well, Dave was my partner. If I knew anything, I might get the dirty lice who did this. Don't you think I'd... Yeah. That's all I know about it.
He said he was taking off for Tel Aviv. What cargo was he going to fly?
What cargo? Grain seed. Fertilizer.
And the shipper?
A dealer named Yusuf Tassinari.
Tassinari?
Why? What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. Just thought I'd ask. Okay, Johnson. Thanks for the information.
Thurston, you can pay me back.
Huh? How?
If you latch on to the guy behind it, let me know. I want to be in on the kill.
Well.
What are you doing in this hangar?
I feel more like talking if you put that thing away. You're Reba Landers, aren't you?
What are you doing here?
I'm just trying to satisfy my curiosity about that Israeli Airlines plane and its cargo.
Who are you?
My name's Ken Thurston.
So?
I thought Dave Yorkin might have mentioned me to you.
What do you know about Dave Yorkin?
Several things. Among them, the fact that he's dead.
Do you also know why?
Possibly because he knew too much for his own good.
About what?
Oh, maybe about running guns into Syria. Well, Reba?
I think perhaps you know too much for your own good, Mr. Thurston.
I might agree with you. After I take a look at that cargo.
Sorry, you're not going to look at anything. Take care of him, Yusuf.
Huh?
Yes, Reba! Oh. Wake up, Mr. X. Please wake up. Oh, why do you always have to make things so tough for me? Wake up.
There you are.
That's right. Glad to see you're getting your conscience back. Yeah. Boy, was I worried.
You don't have to knock my head off.
Huh? Hey, what gives anyway, Mr. X? What are you doing lying outside this hangar place?
Hangar, yeah. What are you doing here?
Looking for you, naturally. After getting you latched together with your old friend Dave Yorkin, I figured you wouldn't mind slipping me a couple of bucks, you know, just for my invaluable services, you understand.
Yeah.
So what happened, Mr. X? Did this Yorkin get sore on you for something?
Yorkin's been murdered, Pig.
Oh, too bad. Now, how about the couple of bucks I was... murdered?
That's right.
But who would want to bump off that guy?
Maybe the same person who didn't want me to check the cargo of the plane in here.
Huh? But there's no plane in here.
You're right. Come on.
Where are we going now?
To the control tower. We might be able to stop. She's taken off.
She?
Yeah. Reba Landers.
Level, Ken.
Looks like it, Chief. So contact Tel Aviv right away, will you?
You bet. I'll have the authorities impound Reba's plane and cargo the minute she puts down. They'll hold them till you get there.
Good. I'll check back with you later.
You leaving for Tel Aviv now?
I will be, Chief. After I pay a visit to a seed and fertilizer man named Tassinari.
I don't get it, Mr. X. What are we sneaking down this alley for anyways? We already tried the door and nobody's home.
I still want to see what kind of merchandise Tassinari carries in this warehouse. Now, get out your knife. Open this window.
Mr. X, you talk like I knew how to break into joints or something.
Oh, get out your knife and go to work.
Okay. But it won't do no good. Only crooks know how to do things like this.
Yeah, it could be worth $5 to me.
Well, imagine that. I did it.
Amazing. Now, let's go in.
Oh, it's blacker in here than my Uncle Ahmed saw. We can't see nothing.
Is that better?
You know, one of these days you'll forget that pencil flash of yours, and then we'll...
Quiet, you idiot.
My foot slipped on a pencil or something.
Huh?
Hey, that's a bullet.
Yes. 7.62. The kind they use in Russian burp guns.
It is, but...
Get down!
I'm shot. Oh, give me my $5, Mr. X. Let me die in peace.
Oh, shut up. Whatever it was, it's gone.
But who was shooting at us anyways? That Yusef Tassinari?
Any other suggestions?
Yeah. Let's get out of here before he tries it again.
They came from the next room. Come on.
I thought you said they were gone.
Huh?
Oh. Who is he? Yusef Tassinari?
That's Dave Yorkin's partner. That's Bill Johnson.
We'll continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Last week, the curtain went up on the 75th anniversary of the National Baseball League and the 50th anniversary of the American League. And there's no better way to celebrate than by enjoying at first hand the thrills and the clean sportsmanship of baseball today. Baseball today. It's the American way. Of course, the next best thing to a seat in the stands is a seat in front of 19-inch RCA Victor television. RCA Victor's new extra powerful picture pickup gives you the best possible reception everywhere. You know, RCA Victor television is most in demand. But here's really important news. RCA Victor 19-inch television is available. It's on display now at dealer stores, so insist on the best. Insist on seeing 19-inch million-proof television by RCA Victor. When you do, you'll agree, inch for inch, your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
Ken Thurston is in Ankara, Turkey, trying to stop the illegal running of guns into Syria, an operation that has already caused serious border incidents between Syria and Israel and might possibly lead to war. At the shop of Yusuf Tasanare, Ken finds the unconscious body of Bill Johnson, airline's partner of the already murdered David Yorkin. Now, some 20 minutes later, Ken is in the emergency ward of Ankara Hospital talking to Johnson, whose shoulder wound has just been dressed.
So it was Yusuf Tasanare who shot you, Johnson?
I didn't get a good look, but... Well, who else could it have been?
How come you were there in the first place?
I remembered your questions about the cargo that we were taking to Tel Aviv, and it hit me. What if it was guns instead of seed and fertilizer? So I went to Tasanare's. Door was locked, so I broke in. Somebody clobbered me.
Yeah.
What's the pitch, Thurston? Do you think Tasanare's running guns into Syria? Maybe using our airline as a patsy?
I'll let you know from Tel Aviv.
How's that figure?
The authorities are taking Reba Landers and the plane into custody the minute she lands. The cargo will tell the story.
Now, wait a minute. Just get one thing straight. I don't care what the cargo says. Reba Landers does not have anything to do with it. I'll swear to it.
I'll let you know from Tel Aviv.
Your position is an official one of some kind, Mr. Thurston, not merely as a friend of David's, as you said.
You can call it that, Miss Landers.
For what you hope to gain by impounding my plane and cargo by all these high-handed methods, I do not know.
You were kind of high-handed yourself back in Ankara, remember?
My partner, David Yorkin, had just been murdered. I found a stranger sneaking around our hangar. He spoke of running guns into Syria. What would you have done?
Might have been simpler to talk things out, unless you had something to hide.
Like what?
Well, like those guns we spoke about?
The cargo in my plane is seed and fertilizer.
Then you've nothing to worry about.
We have finished our examination of the plane as requested, Mr. Thurston.
Good.
You told us to search for guns and ammunition, did you not?
That's right, Inspector. What did you find?
Seeds and fertilizer.
But I don't get it, Mr. Thurston. That Reba cookie is innocent like a ham. So why don't you want to fly to Damascus for?
She changed her flight plan after she left Ankara. She put down at Damascus for 2 hours before going on to Tel Aviv. A lot can happen to a plane's cargo in 2 hours.
Sure, but maybe she's only run into lousy weather or something.
That's what she says.
So why not believe her?
Pagan, we made that same flight right afterwards. And there was perfect weather all the way.
All that no good country down there. Huh. Nothing but sand and rocks and old buildings and sand. Huh. Why would anyone want to fight over something like that?
Yeah. It's the one place in the world where men should never fight.
Sure, it's not worth absolutely nothing.
Isn't it? Ever read the Bible?
Huh?
It's the Holy Land. Jerusalem. The hills near Nazareth. Over there's the Sea of Galilee. Those ruins down there were once built by the Philistines.
Hey, what do you know?
Your pardon, Effendis. I could not help but overhear. Perhaps upon arrival at Damascus, you would be interested in some first-hand information regarding the Holy Land, huh?
What have you in mind?
It was your remark concerning Philistines that I find of particular interest. You see, the Middle East is... I forget my manners. I am Khan Alfar, a humble dealer in Damascus of curios and relics of this land. And you, of course, are Mr. Ken Thurston and Mr. Pagan Zelschmidt.
Are we?
It was really Mr. Zelschmidt whom I recognized. Your identity, Mr. Thurston, was a reasonable surmise from what I know about your relationship.
Just what do you know, Alfar?
For many years, I have been acquainted with Pagan's Uncle Ahmed's Uncle Abdullah. He has told me much concerning his great nephew and his primary source of income.
Will we get to the point, Alfar?
Oh, yes, yes. If you are interested in learning something about modern Philistines in the Middle East, Mr. Thurston, please visit me at my shop in Damascus.
What makes you think I'm interested?
Well, if you are not, you will not be there. But if you are, I shall be happy to tell you all that I know, for a slight consideration, of course. May the blessings of Allah go with you, Effendis.
Boy, he sure knows the Zelschmidts, all right.
He knows someone else, too, Pagan.
Huh?
Just before our takeoff at Tel Aviv, I saw him talking to Reba Landers.
Damascus.
Doesn't look like it, Chief. Her plane was sitting out on the parking strip in plain sight all the time.
Maybe there aren't any guns being run into Syria after all.
Maybe Dave Yorkin wasn't murdered by a burp gun, Chief. And maybe we didn't find a 7.62 Russian cartridge. A Tassinari's.
Yeah. Well, then what's the answer? Who's behind it? How's it being done?
Did you check the files on Tassinari?
Sure. He's been suspected of everything in the book. Smuggling, dope, revolutions... What do you want to know?
Just one thing. Did he ever use the name of Khan Alfar?
It's one of his favorite aliases. Why?
Oh, nothing, Chief. Only I might have those answers for you sooner than you think.
So this Yusuf Tassinari and that Khan Alfar... are all the same joker.
That's right.
Then he couldn't possibly be guilty of nothing.
Why not?
Well, how could he? He's a close friend of my relatives, and believe me, they wouldn't have nothing to do with any kind of crooks.
Pagan, I've met some of your relatives.
Oh, yes, that's right. Is this the scenario, George?
Yep.
Boy, what a ramshackle. And look in the window. Nothing but antique knock-knocks and dust all over. What do you expect to learn here anyways?
That'll depend on how much testimony...
Mr. X, that came from inside there.
Come on, Pagan, let's go.
So long, Mr. X. See you at the airport.
Yosef. Yosef, this is Thurston. Who was it, Yosef? No. Who shot you?
Philistines. Philistines at...
Where?
Philistines... Ascalon.
Philistines. At Ascalon.
Mean anything to you, Thurston?
Well, covering a lot of territory today, aren't you, Reba?
I get around. What did Yosef mean?
You have your plane at the airport?
Yes, I do. Why?
Let's take a little trip over the Holy Land. I think it'll explain a lot of things. So, Yosef was the one who warned you against me, Reba?
That's right. He told me Dave had been murdered and you were mixed up in it.
But that don't explain how come you were in Yusuf's shop just after he was bumped out.
When I learned Thurston was an official of some kind, I wanted an explanation from Yosef. I flew back to Damascus and walked in just after the shooting.
Boy, what a cockeyed bull story. Believe me, Mr. Thurston, this cook is plenty guilty.
How about that, Reba?
You said you'd clear up this mess in the Holy Land, Mr. Thurston.
Okay. See those ruins in the desert ahead? There's a natural landing strip beside them.
Hey, you mean we're going to land near those broken-down buildings?
That's right. Those are the old Philistine ruins of Ascalon.
Okay, I don't get it. What's the big idea of wandering around in those old stone tunnels?
They're looking for Philistines, Pagan.
Oh, but those geezers have been dead for a couple of hundred years, centuries even.
Not the ones Thurston is talking about, Zellschmidt. The footprints in the dust of this tunnel are much more recent than that.
Then you've noticed them, Reba.
Yes. These ruins have had visitors only a short while ago.
What kind of visitors? And for what?
Take a look at this room to the right, Pagan.
Mr. Rex.
Yes. Machine guns, rifles, ammunition. Case full of hand grenades.
Boy, there's enough of that stuff here to what, Mr. Thurston?
Maybe to start a war between Israel and Syria. Cook up another Korea in the Middle East.
And I suppose you know who was running the men.
Sure. Yosef Tassinari. With the help of Israeli Airlines.
That's a lie.
I checked the flight records for 6 months back. You'd be surprised how many of the flights from Ankara to Tel Aviv came in 2 and 3 hours late. Plenty of time to put down here and get rid of illegal cargo.
You have no proof.
You forget that Yusuf made the trip to Damascus with me.
Well, if he accused me, he lied. I had nothing to do with all this.
What a joker. I guess we got this one all wrapped up, Mr. X.
Except for one thing.
Huh?
Reeb was innocent.
But you said Israeli Airlines.
Sure, but she had a partner.
Dave Yorkin was murdered, Thurston, or have you forgotten?
No, but you have another partner, Reba. Bill Johnson.
Bill?
Oh, that's crazy, Mr. X. He was even shot himself.
Yeah, but he can still handle a burp gun pretty well. Can't you, Johnson?
Well enough to take care of you.
Bill!
Mr. X, he's got it with him.
Is that the same one you used on Dave Yorkin and Yosef?
That's right. Dave was suspicious. Yosef cutting in for too much of the take. It made sense.
Yeah, I guess it would. To you. How'd you get the slug in your shoulder? From Yosef the first time you tried to get him in Ankara?
How'd you figure all this out?
Yosef was going to talk. What other explanation except that you, his partner, tried to double-cross him?
Very clever. Did you really figure it out, or did Yosef tell you en route to Damascus?
He didn't say anything, Johnson. That was just to get you talking.
All right, so I talked. But it's not going to do you any good now.
Mr. X, he's going to...
Oh, I don't think so, Pagan. Not with those planes flying overhead.
Planes?
Yes. There are planes overhead.
Government planes from Damascus. I asked them to stand by while I get a hand grenade.
Put that thing down, Thurston!
Suppose we settle for the pin.
Mr. X, it's going to explode. We're going to be killed.
Not unless Johnson decides to shoot.
What do you mean, Thurston?
I'm holding down the safety handle. The grenade won't go off until the pressure's released. But if you shoot and I let go... I think you better drop that burp gun, Johnson.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, Ken, thanks to you, the people of Israel can sleep a little more soundly tonight.
I'd like to think so, Reba. Dave Yorkin said you asked only for the opportunity to work, find happiness. I guess that's all most of us really want. But as long as there are still Philistines in this world who want to destroy and conquer, well, it looks like we just can't afford to sleep too soundly.
Our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. The next time you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, take Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Get Anacin at any drug counter. Here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Those you heard in tonight's cast were Joan Banks, Will Wright, Paul Dubov, Byron Kane, and Lamont Johnson. Next week, Monte Carlo, where Ken suddenly finds that not only millions of dollars, but millions of lives are being gambled away. And where there's gambling, of course, there's always Leon Belasco as Pagan Zelschnitt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and the great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Your hit parade brings you America's favorite music. Listen on NBC.
Welcome back. I don't really understand why Pagan was pretending that his family can be a bit shady, but I did think it was hilarious when Pagan was insisting that only crooks know how to pick locks, and then he opened the lock when Ken offered the $5. Just perfect timing. The confrontation really did come down to a battle of nerves, because there was a perfect response to Thurston's gambit. He couldn't kill Thurston without setting off the grenade, but he could threaten to kill Pagan or his business partner if Thurston didn't replace the pen. But in this battle of nerves, our villain decided it was time to fold, and Ken Thurston became the ultimate winner, which is about what you would expect when you face off with a man called X. I also have to add that the series once again highlighted a sort of issue that was going on in 1950 and is still going on 71 years later. So not always the most upbeat show to listen to. But now we turn to listener comments and feedback, and I received an email from Mark. And Mark writes in, "Hi Adam, I like your teasers for future episodes. They're kind of neat. Thanks." Well, thank you so much, Mark. I'm glad you enjoyed that. It was something where we're already taking clips out of episodes for us to promote on social media, particularly on Instagram. So it just made sense to go ahead and provide a little tease. And I hope it also gets some folks who only listen to one program to check out some of the other ones that we do, because we definitely have some interesting shows on our feed. And he also advises, P.S., get all the sleep you can, because in a few months, sleep will become a thing of the past. Well, that is what I read, and I'm going to figure out how to navigate that. But thank you so much. Appreciate the email, Mark. And I also want to go ahead now and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Susan, Patreon supporter since October 2018, currently supporting the program at the Detective Sergeant level, $7.14 or more per month. Again, thank you so much for your support. And that will do it for today. If you are enjoying this program over on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. But that will do it for today. We'll be back next week with another episode of The Man Called X. And coming up tomorrow, we'll be bringing you Philo Vance. And here's one of those teasers Mark mentioned.
All I remember was that after the lecture, I was standing over his body, and he was dead.
Mm. What did you do with the gun?
Well, I have it here. I put it in my purse and ran. It, It was only then that I realized I didn't know where I was running to. And so I walked and walked, and then I came here. But I can't remember anything else.
Well, I'll do what I can to help you, Miss Barclay.
Oh,
but I'm pretty convinced that you'll be facing a murder charge unless you suddenly start remembering something.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter @Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.